The early morning earthquake occurred while many residents were at work or in school. Mo Radadich, administrative assistant for the Director of Administrative Services, described how staff and students at Prince William Sound College responded.
So we're getting ready for this little breakfast for staff and students, and that earthquake started. So I headed back to the office, and it just didn't stop. And I have been here over 30 years, and I have to say I was really scared. And it's like everybody get under your desk. You see the lights swinging. Things weren't falling off the counters yet, but I got under the countertop, and I was scared. And then I start worrying about other people. And it really brings it home that, you don't know what's going to happen next.
The National Tsunami Warning Center, based in Palmer, issued a tsunami warning 6 minutes after the earthquake for the Kenai Peninsula and Kodiak Island, as well as parts of Prince William Sound, including Whittier and Chiniga Bay. Valdez and Cordova were not part of the warning area. The tsunami warning was lifted about 90 minutes later. Valdez Harbor Master Sarah Von Bargen discussed the harbor's plan of action for earthquakes and tsunami warnings.
We would have tried, if we really thought that there was an imminent threat, we would have gotten on the radio and tried to reach as many people on BHF Channel 16 to go ahead and remind them of the evacuation. So at that point, we would have given them the option to, go to higher ground and then tried to evacuate as well. So made sure that if there was anybody that, one of our liveaboards that we hadn't been able to reach, we probably would have tried to call them directly via phone as well.
According to the U.S. Geological Survey, this quake joins the 14 other earthquakes above 6.0 on the Richter scale that have occurred within 100 miles of this morning's event in the last century. Dozens more have occurred along the southern coast of Alaska. 39 aftershocks took place in the 3 hours after this morning's earthquake, ranging from 2.1 to 5.7. Some businesses in Valdez shortened hours or closed for the day due to the morning quake. Elsewhere in the city, residents recalled the events of the March 1964 earthquake that caused widespread destruction and led to the rebuilding of town in a new site. A Valdez man present at the senior center described reactions from those in the building.
They were pretty calm about the whole thing. They don't freak out. Most of the seniors in this town that live there, or even in the town, they don't start freaking out because they've been through a couple of these.
Several hours after the earthquake, most residents were back to business as usual. Sarah Carter, instructor of this weekend's Avalanche Hazard Recognition course, discussed her class plans for the day.
There definitely have been earthquakes that have triggered avalanches in the past. It will be interesting to get out today and see if we do see any activity that is possibly connected to the earthquake this morning.
And for others, this morning's quake was an opportunity to share breakfast and stories.
I think it was a great distraction, and it actually did calm me down, and it seemed like it calmed everybody down. And also just to bring everybody together, we asked all the students from the dorms to come up here because we wanted us all together. And although that's not the greatest thing at 8:30 in the morning, I think it was nice to have us all together and be able to joke around. And food is a calming thing, I think, as well. So I think it worked out really pretty good.
Reporting from Valdez, I'm Shehmir Azmat.